So we're on Lamadalan Amadalaf. We'll begin three lines from the top in the Mishnah. So Manitin Ha'omer Yivarchucha Tovim Areza Zerachiminut. The person says, let the good people bless you. And it was speaking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in his tefillah. So he says that's derech mina heresy, because the idea is that we're not limiting it to like the good people. It was even Rishayim. We want it to be part of our tzibur. Now if you see it's in parentheses, so the Rif and the Rush seem like they put this as part of the previous Mishnah, but in the normal Mishnayot, though, it's not in any Mishnah here, but it's in Masechet Megillah. Okay, ha'over luftei ateva v'ta'ah. Now remember, Bizman Chazal, they were davening by heart. So a person, he's over luftei ateva, he's the Shliach Tzibur, and he makes a mistake in the middle of Shmona Esrei, and he's not able to continue. He doesn't remember the bracha, whatever. So ya'avur acher tachtav. He says, so somebody else should replace him. He says, v'lo yehi sarvan ba'otasha'ah. So at that point, in other words, the Gemara is going to go through a protocol when somebody asks you to be a shlich tzibur. Being a shlich tzibur is considered to be a big srara, a big position, So at that moment, the person, like when they ask you, you shouldn't be a sarvan, like, oh, no, I can't go.
I know.
Now we need people. He says, mehechan hu manchil, ram la medalan amral, from the sixth line, 34a, around the sixth line. So mehechan hu manchil, where does he begin from? Mechilat bracha. You begin from the beginning of the bracha that the first person
messed up on,
right? Over lufnei ateva lo yana meinachar konim. A person over lufnei ateva means you're the tzibur. The teva is the aron, and you're like you'd say to same before the amud we'd say today. So he shouldn't say amen. The konim say yibrech shem yishmeracha. Each one of us, he shouldn't say amen. Nei hatiruf, because we're concerned that he'll get vermished with his shlich, with his, you know, his davening. Although today the poskim say that where we have sidurim, so that he could answer amen. In other words, the shlich tzibur could answer amen. He says, but in other words, the shlich tzibur should not answer amen to the bracha. That would be a hefsek. But he's allowed to answer amen to the. In other words, when I say the bracha, like baruch atah Hashem alkinu shkudush shalaron, that he should not answer amen to. But he could answer amen to Berecha Shem Yishmeracha, Yerusha Menecha Vichuneka. Those brachot, he could answer amen.
That's opposite.
What?
I thought it was opposite.
No. In other words, the bracha that the Kohenim make, so that's their own bracha. That's for me to answer amen to that, that's a hefsek. But the brachot that they're giving me, that's like gufa, like part of the Chazaras Hashas, that I can answer amen to. Shan Kohen Elohu. Now, if the only Kohen is the Shlich Tzibur, Lo Yisad Kapav, he shouldn't both be a Shlich Tzibur and be Duchening. But if he's certain that he can go back and get everything all straightened out, he's allowed to do that. Okay? So any questions on what we did so far? Let me just do a little Rashi. We have a drop more time tonight, but not an excessive amount of time. So if you look at the fourth white line in Rashi, Lohi Sarvan Bo'otasha'a, at that moment when they need you, he shouldn't be a Sarvan. Lefisha Sha'ar Yordan Lefneatevik Sha'omrim Lo Lech Reid. Other people who have to go down before the Amud, Sarich Lasari Pamachad, he has to refuse initially. Klomer Eni Kedar Lekach, like I'm not worthy for this position. Kedarin Lekaman Meshmaitin, like we're going to say later on in our Sugya. Aval Zelo Yisarev, and they should gnai who, Shteyat Filim of Sekhet Kokach. Here, he shouldn't refuse because it's like a disgrace that the tefillah is like in so long interrupted. So you're helping people out in a pinch. I'll talk more in a minute about this topic. So I'm going to go on the Gemara. Anybody have questions? Very good. Okay. So the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan. We learn in the Braisa over lufnei ateva tzarich l'sarev. Like if a person is, you know, they're approaching him about davening before the amud, he has to refuse initially. If he doesn't refuse, he's like a dish that doesn't have salt added to it. But he refuses too much. He's like a dish that's like overcooked with salt or over seasoned with salt. Kate said, what's the proper conduct for someone who's being asked to daven before the Amud? So the first time they ask him, he should refuse. Shnia mahabhei. The second time he's like stirring himself to go. Shlishit poshidit raglav yoreid. The third time he undertakes it. So, and I'll just do two more lines and then we'll talk. Tan Rabbanan Shlosha Ruban Kashem Yotan Yafeh. He says there are three things that having a lot is bad news, but a little bit is good. Behele means Seor, like leavening. You need a little leaven. Too much leaven is like the thing goes crazy. He says Umelach, same thing with the salt, Besar Banut, and like refusing things too much. So here, let me just take out the Shofar. So the post can bring down today may be a little bit different with this whole thing with the Shliach Tzibur. So the Mechaber brings down a Shulchan Aruch that if he's not the Shliach Tzibur Kavua, the Shliach Tzibur Kavua, then he just goes. He doesn't. He says, so Sarach L'Sarich Ma'at Kovishirei Lufnei Ateva, he should refuse a little bit before he undertakes the job, but not too much. And then he goes through the thing we did in the Gemara. But if the person asking him is an Adam Gadol, Ein Masar V'lo Klal, he shouldn't refuse at all. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. He says, now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Tosfos in Psachim that when it comes to Gassus and Srora, even if the person's a Gadol, he should be refused. So, coming out like different opinions if the person's a Gadol who's asking.
Who's a Gadol?
In other words, if the person
is asking you?
In other words, Machaber says, if the one who's asking you.
He's a Gadol?
In other words, he's a Gadol.
Don't refuse.
So he says you shouldn't refuse. But Mishnah Berurah brings down that Tosfos in Psachim, that's in the end of the seventh parak in Psachim, says that when it comes to like Gassus and Srura, like having like all this high position, so then he should refuse. So it's coming out of Machloket about that. Now, the idea is it's not befitting, like in other words,
right away to go up.
Asking you, like it's like a big prestigious job. That's the idea. Now. He brings down here. Let me get it. Yeah. So the idea is, I want to show that I'm not. You know, this is in the Piskei Tshuvas. I'm not ruwi for this position. So he says, Lachain bizmanenu she'eni kartak anashatz alamira kadeshim v'chazaras hashatz. He says today the being a shliach tzibur is different than it was bizman chazal. Bizman chazal, so the shliach tzibur would be the only one davening. In other words, like let's say he'd be saying birchos kriyas shma, I'm listening to him, and I might not even daven shmona esrei. He'll be daven shmona esrei. I'm going to listen to him, and I'm going to be yotzei. So he says today being a shatz is just you're saying the kaddish and you're doing the chazaras hashatz. And he says uvitfilot diyamod hachol. So during the week, it's not so kavadik to daven for the amud. The ain makpid in al hamalot amudim leel, and there are certain things that you know that in halacha it brought to be makpid, but not makpid on that. Ain shun imin l'sarei. There's no issue about refusing for something during the week. Now he says in the footnotes that also mincha and Shabbos and yantiv the same way. But and then he says adraba kshiro shein mi shirotze. If you see that nobody wants to daven for the amud, then there is a mitzvah to go forward and help out. He's doing a chesed and he's avoiding tircha de tzibur. That's like the case in the Mishnah where he said somebody was toa, and so you shouldn't be masari for that. But everybody needs you. He says, and even if it's on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but if nobody wants to daven, you should go ahead and do it. You see somebody's like, not, in other words, you see somebody, let's say, some Chal Shabbos is going to daven before the Amud.
Get up there.
So go ahead, daven, and avoid the whole, you know, scenario. So, anyway, so those are some of the issues. And then, again, so if the person's asking you, you know, is a kashub, so then the Sheet of Mechaber is, you could do that as well. But, you know, it really shows you how important it is, you know, to look, like, not enough to read the lines in the Gemara, even, you know, and even reading the line in Shulchan Aruch isn't enough. You need to look at all the Nosei Kalim. I remember Rabbi Gedak was telling you about this once, but did you want to say something?
Yeah, what would constitute erring? They keep referring to if somebody erred.
Yeah, so...
What would an error...
You know, in other words, this case, in other words, the person's davening by heart. They don't have sidurim.
Right.
So he's not able to complete the bracha. He doesn't know what covers, he doesn't know what the words are anymore.
All the words.
Right. That would be an example. Or leaving,
if he skipped like that.
Or he's leaving out a whole bracha. That would also be a situation. Right. All right. Now, let's see back on the Gemara.
But if he's not aware, does somebody call him out? I mean,
yeah, the presumably that's, or well, it could be that he's aware, or he's not aware. So either he's aware because he's stuck, he can't go forward anymore.
That's the one who forgot
Like he forgot the words, like for the bracha.
That was the one who forgot, like for 3 hours they had to sit there waiting.
I think we had something like that in the Gemara earlier.
Right.
But the other situation would be that maybe he didn't realize. Now he doesn't. He left out a bracha, and I don't know. He's a little too firm for tumult. He doesn't know how to straighten the whole thing out. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, so we're at Amar Rav Huna.
Yep.
Everybody with me? Yeah. So Amar Rav Huna, Ta b'shlosh rishonot, chozer l'rosh. So Rav Huna says if a person made a mistake in the first three brachot, he goes back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. So it could be that you left out something crucial, like you realize you left out Mashiv Ruach Mordei Geshem. That would be something. Or I made a wrong Khatimus bracha, you know, like Hamelecha Kadosh, Hakel Kadosh, something like that. So now that's a package deal. So I got to go back to the beginning of the first bracha. So Rav Huna, this is not the way we hold the halacha. Mm-hmm. Rav Huna is saying just like the first three are a unit and the last three are a unit, the middle 13 are also a unit. So if I make a mistake in the middle of the middle brachot, I got to go back to Atachonain, which is the first one of the middle unit. He says, ba'acharonot chozer la'avoda. If he makes a mistake in the last three, he's got it back to avoda. It's a ritzei. Rav Asi amar emsayot ein lahen seder. Rav Asi says that the middle ones have no order. So here's a little. Okay, just let's be patient. Let's hear because we don't even know what Rav Asi is saying yet. Okay, let's be patient. Okay. So there's a machloket here between Rashi and Tosfos. Let me see. I'm sorry, I was in the wrong place. So Rashi holds, this is on Ein Lahem Seder, right? So Rashi holds that if you left out a bracha, you could see the bracha later on.
Out of order.
That's the way Rashi learns. Now, let's look at Tosfos, the fourth white line in Tosfos downstairs. The fourth very big line in Tosfos downstairs. Now, Robert, you have it? And Sayyodin Lam Seder, do you see it? Robert?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay. So, Pirish Bekuntras, Vim Dileg Bracha Achad, if he left that one Bracha, Vacharcha, and his Karba, Shlom Koma, Omra, Mekomish, his Kar. So, Tosas Velona Hira, I don't think that sounds right. Dathan, but Megillah, a great Megillah, Mafreya, Lo Yatsa, if a person reads the Megillah outside its normal order, he's not Yotzei. But Tanya, and we learn in a Brisa there in Mesechet Megillah, Vachain Behalil, Vachain Bekriyat Shema, Vachain Betfilah. Same thing applies to Halil, and the same thing applies to Kriyat Shema, and the same thing applies to Tefilah. So it means, I'm going to say, like according to the way that Rashi is learning Pshat, so the order is not Ma'akev. But it sounds like from the Brisa over there in Megillah, it is Ma'akev. L'chach nirek pirish Rashbam v'rav Alphas. So therefore, Tosfos says, I think the Pshat makes more sense with Rashbam and the Rif explain. The Ein Lam Seder Kamar Hainu Shechil B'Makom Shadileg Habracha means Ein Lam Seder means I'm going to go back and start at that bracha, but then complete it. So he says Hainu Shechil B'Makom Shadileg Habracha Mishav Eilach Yomar Kol Al Seder.
Now continue from there.
Right. Aval Vaday Lo Yachil Ba'Atachonein. Okay, that's the way Tosfos learned. So let's go back in the Gemara now. So again, so according to Rav Huna, the 13 middle brachot are unit. I got to go back to Atakonein.
Right.
According to Rav Asi, it's either Ein Lam Seder, and I'll just say it out of sequence, or he means Ein Lam Seder that I could pick it up in the middle. I'll go back, pick it up in the middle. I don't have to worry about that the first brachot.
From Atachonin.
No.
Don't have to go back to Atachonin.
I don't have to go back to Atachonin. Okay. So now, Matziv Rav Sheshet. So Rav Sheshet poses a question from our Mishnah. Meheichan hu chozer. So we said if a person was toeh, if the Shlil Sim made a mistake, so now another person is replacing him. So where does he begin from? Mitchilat bracha shetoazeh. He's going to begin from the bracha. The guy was davening Shmona Esrei, Chazor Shats. He got mixed up in the bracha Shiva Shoptenu. So the new person is going to begin from that bracha.
Tiyufta
Rav Huna. So it looks like Rav Huna is all abgeschlacht. So the Gemara says, Amalach Rav Huna. Rav Huna would say to you, Em Sayo Kulu Chadabir Chataninu. Rav Huna said, you misunderstood, or we misunderstood the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says you go back to the Tchilat Bracha, it means the beginning of that unit. In other words, because the Tanakh considers that all the middle brachot are like one bracha. So when he says go chozer l'tchila bracha, he means chozer to the beginning of atachonim. So the way he explains it, so it's not a kash against him.
But the Mishnah doesn't say where he made a mistake. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about the first three brachas and says he went back to the beginning.
So it wouldn't make a difference, because when l'tchila b'chila brachas, then it would be beginning of Shmoneh Esrei then. In other words, let's go back. You mean with Rav Huna or with who?
I'm trying to answer the question. Here's the question. Maybe the Mishnah is just talking about the first three brachos, and he's saying you're going back to the beginning. Everyone agrees you go back to the beginning.
What do the words "mitchilat bracha" mean?
Going back to the beginning.
So that answers up for Rav Huna then. In other words, if you're making a mistake in the first three, that's pumped for care.
Everyone agrees you go back to the beginning.
Right. So then you're making his position even stronger. In other words, so then certainly in the middle brachot I go back to the beginning. It's just okay. So now, all right, any questions what we did? I'm gonna go on. Okay. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Ulama Isha Dam Strachav Lobashtosh Rishonov Lobashtosh Achronot, person shouldn't make bakashot in the first three brachot or the last three brachot. Elabim Sayo, rather in the middle brachot. Now, one kasha that comes up is like during the Seretz Mei Tshuva, so we have certain additions that we do to the tefillah from the Zman HaGaonim, and we say Zachrein L'chaim, El Chavetz B'chaim, right? So we do have bakashot there, right? And then we have bakashot in the last three, Uktob L'chaim Zvim Kol B'nei V'ritecha, right? So how do we have those bakashot in the
first three, Esrei.
We have brachasha in the first three, brachasha in the last three,
okay.
And the Gemara says you're not supposed to do that. So one answer I've seen is that if it's for the tzibur, you're allowed to. It means just like for personal request, I shouldn't do in the middle of those things. That's, I think, the Rush brings that the answer down. Let's see back in the Gemara. That's in the Gemara. We had that here in our Masechta. We did that already. We had that. Okay. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rav Yehuda, Le'olam al Yishad Adam Srachav, Lo B'shloshach Rishon, Lo B'shloshach Ronot, Elo Ben Sayot. The Amar Rav Chanina, Rishono Doma Le'evet, Shemesader Shevel Chavnei Rabo. The first three brachot are like a servant, a slave, that's arranging praise for his master. The middle ones is like a servant or a slave. He's asking for some sort of gift from his rebbe, from his master. The last three are like an eben who has received the gift and he's taking leave. In other words, like, you know, he's I'm out of here. Now, and then let me look. You know, I didn't look at it today, but I think the Rush is right on this sugya. As a matter of fact, let me take a quick look. Yeah, I go over this Rush with my Parsha class on Shabbos morning. When do I do this? I usually do it over Sukkot. I go over it. Let me just take a look. One second. All right. I don't see it here right now. I don't know why. All right. I have to look to see this Rush is. Here it is. Okay, I got it now. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this Chaf Gimel and Dapim the Rush. So he says, right. So if you look on, it's in Sif Chaf Aleph. If you want to look in the back, in the regular Gemara, if you want to get a regular Gemara. Anyway, so he says, Amar Rav Yehuda lo yishal adam srachav lo shoshol v'shlo shachronod, Upirishu Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Hananel, then Davka B'tzorcha Yachid of B'tzorcha Rabbim Shari. If it's a tzorcha for the Rabbim, you're allowed to. That Kulu Shoshachol Tzorcha Tzibur Ninu, because the last three brachot are all Tzorcha Tzibur. Assume like you say, like Ritzay, you know, Shevet Abu Dalav Yirbei Techa. So it does have Bakashot in it, but it's for the Tzibur. It's different. So the Rush gives like a pshat. In other words, that's part of the Shevach that the multitudes need the master. V'chein nagu lamar zachrenu miyichamocha v'chein b'rishonot. He says, like, you say zachrenu miyichamocha, and then v'chein, that's on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right? V'chein, so he says, mumitam zen, we'll say again what? I have to look in the machzor, but it could be, what is the first of v'chein? V'chein tei b'avtecha? Okay, so he says, Krovetz b'shlosh rishonot. Krovetz is like Rashi Tevel, Korina b'shua b'olei tzadikim. It was be like extra tefillot that they would add on. He says, v'chein Reb Lazar Kalier she'amei eretz shel mekiryat sefer b'yamavi mekadshal pi ra'iya prilotikin shum krovetz shel sheni yishtanahu kidamar b'sekta. So he has a whole thing about Reb Lazar Kalier. Anyway, but well, that's the way the Rush takes it. So he says. He was mitakin at Krovetz in the first three, and then going to the last line. So we have Yala Biavo and Yala Lanisim, and he wants to say that if it's like Tzarchei Tzibur, you know, that's okay. Now the only thing is that Yala Biavo, that's a bakasha. Now, Al-Anisim, the way we have it, it's not a bakasha, but there's a different version that the Rishonim have where they say, like, Kishen, that just like you did miracles in those days, you should do for us. So, Bistama, that's what the Rush is referring to. Okay, let's go. Now, this thing about Reb Lazar Kalier, he was a famous Paitan, so the reason I go over that on Sukkos is a lot of the Hoshana were written Reb Lazar Kalier. So, there's a whole piece here in the Mandani Yantiv, he talks about when Reb Lazar Kalier lived and how he got the name HaKalier, but
he wrote a lot of
Piyutim. Right, he wrote many Piyutim, but it comes out this, when he lived, is a machloket all across. Like it goes, some think he's a Tana, and some say he lived as late, I think, as like 1100. So it's like it's all across the board when people think that he lived, and then why is he called HaKalier? But that's a different topic, not for tonight.
He did the Insana Toka. Is that him?
No, I don't think I don't think he wrote the Tana Tokev. Right. I don't think he wrote the Tana Tokev. It's based on a story about Reb Amnon with there. I don't think he composed that one, but he composed many other Piyutim, certainly. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. So, let's see back. Okay, so we're around six lines above where it gets right. So Tana Rabbanan, Maasev Talmid Achad Shirad Lefnei Ateba Lefnei Reb Lezer. There was a Talmid that was Yori Lefnei Ateba before Reb Lezer. Remember, Reb Lezer lived through the Churban Abayit, right? He and Reb Yeshua were at Bar Pluktas, and eventually he was placed in Cherem. He says, and remember, the Gemara learns that Reb Lezer never said anything that he hadn't heard from his Rebbeim. He says, "Vayamarich yoter midai." So this Talmud was marich in his tefillah. So it sounds like they would be mostly. In other words, he had bakashot. Not in the end. In the middle of Shrona Esrei, he was adding on bakashot. So Amrulu Talmidav. So Reb Lezer's Talmidim said to him, "Rabbeinu Kama Ar Kanuzet." Look how long this guy's davening. Amar lehem klum marich yoter mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Is he marich more than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dichti bei et arba'im yomi et arba'im laila. I sure had napalti begomer. So it's a pasuk. It's talking about where Moshe Rabbeinu is describing the Maaseh Egel, and he's saying that I was mitpalel to Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights when I was on Har Sinai. He says so. In other words, so he had a long tefillah. Shuv Maaseh b'talmid chad shiril lefnei teba b'fnei Reb Lezer. There was another Talmud who was yorei lefnei before Reb Lezer, but mekatzir yoter midai. He was cutting it back. So it sounds like cutting back on his personal bakashot. So Amrulo Talmidav kamekatzir mizeh. Look how short and snappy he is. So Amar lahem klum mekatzir yotemi Moshe Rabbeinu. Is he shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu? Dichtiv kiel na rafan Allah. Then Moshe Rabbeinu had a very short tefillah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words when he prayed for Miriam. Anyway, the point being that that different strokes for different folks with that.
Is this the silent? Or the
I'm just going to ask that.
Yeah, no, this is talking about the Chazaras HaShatz. This is talking about the Chazaras HaShatz.
I think it would be Myra means he added words.
Right, he was adding Bakasho in his tefillah. In other words,
doing Chazara?
Again, so the tefillah of Bizman Chazal was different than our tefillah. So it sounds like it sounds like he would have his tefillah, and then other people are yotze with his tefillah. That's the way it sounds like. All right, now let's see a little bit more. All right, now, Amar on the third wide line. Okay, Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chistakol, Vakish Rachim L'Chaveiro, Yisrach Laskir Shmo. When a person is Mavakish Rachimim for his friend, he doesn't have to mention his name. Shinimar Kelna Rafan Allah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, please cure her. Below Kamat Kar Shemad Miriam. He doesn't mention Miriam's name. So, you know, I was asking Rav Shechter today, there's a Zohar, like the Beis HaLevi quotes a Zohar in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, and I don't have the language in front of me now, but he says that the Zohar says that a person always has to specify clearly. Like over there it says, like, Hatzileni Nami Arachim Yareisav, so he's asking why he has all these terms. So he says, I know the Zohar says that you have to specify blah, 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 but then he goes on, he gives a different shot in the Chumash. So Rav Shechter said that it depends on whether the person's in front of you. If you're right in front of the chola, so you can say Kel na Rafan Allah. But if you're not right in front of the chola, then you have to say the name. That's what he was saying to me. All right, now let's see where we are. Okay, any questions about what we did so far? Everybody good? You good, Robert? You good? Good. Okay. The smaller it gets, the easier it gets to take questions and things like that. All right. Now, we're three lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan, Eilu Brachot Shtam Shocha Behen. These are the brachot that a person bows down in the middle of Shemona Esrei. He says, Ba'avo Tchil B'Sof. In the beginning and the end of Avod. That's the first bracha of Shemona Esrei. So you bow down in the beginning, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then Baruch Atah Hashem again Avram. He says, Ba'avo, then Ba'hodah Tchil B'Sof. And Hodah, Modim, and Atov Shem Chalachan Od, and Lahodot, the beginning and end of that bracha as well. Now, some of the Rishonim have a different gears on this brisa, and it just says these are the brachot that a person is bows down. And we'll see that we'll look more later on. Bimbala shuach basofko bracha bracha kiluko bracha bracha. If a person he wants to go above and beyond the call of duty, he wants to bow down at the end of every bracha. He wants to bow down at the beginning of every bracha. So we teach him not to do that. So Amrishim and Pasim Rishim Levi Mishim Bar Kapara Hedyot Kmo Shamarnu. He says a Hedyot, like a civilian regular guy, is the way. You know, there's Tosos at the bottom. Let me do two Tosos at the bottom, okay? So the second last Tosos is the previous Gemara. So he says, Pirush Rabbeinu Chanan Rabbeinu Ahai. This is what we saw in the Rush. Dafka Liachiv. Al Tzarchi Sibur Sholin. Chachanon is Achrein of Akrobus V'yav V'yavo Behem. Dafka Yachiv Kamar Shere Ikar Brachat Achron Al Tzarchi Tzibur Him. That would be saying that it depends on the Yachiv or Tzibur. Then, Malavdin Otoshlo Yishcha Vim Tomar V'yishcha Mabakach. Let him bow. Who cares? You know, like chicken soup. So Tosu says it's going to be okay to Takanas Chachamim. The Chachamim establish one way, he's going to do another way. And we're Choshesh also, like, for arrogance, like he's Mara himself, like he thinks he's some big tzaddik. So the bottom line says, a Hedio Kamo Shamarnu, a garden variety person, that's the way. But the top line on Amud Beis, Kohen Gadol, Besof Kol Bracha O Bracha. If he's a Kohen Gadol, so he has to bow down at the end of every Bracha. In the top line in Rashi, Kohen Besof Kol Bracha, Kol Mashu Gadol Biyoter Tzirik Lach Nil Hashmil Tzmo. The greater he is, the more he has to bring himself down when he speaks to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. V'hamelech Tchilet Kol Bracha O Bracha, Besof Kol Bracha O Bracha. King has to bow down in the beginning and end of every Bracha. He's got a big Yetzahara. So he says, Am Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, L'didi Mepharshtim, Minei Rabbi Shuman Levi. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani says, it was personally explained to me. Now that's one version of what Rabbi Shuman Levi says. Right? So now, he said, now there Rabbi Shuman Levi was quoting Bar Kapara, or citing Bar Kapara. But he says, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani says, personally explained to me by Rabbi Shuman Levi, L'didi Mepharshtim, Minei Rabbi Shuman Levi, Hedyot Kamo Shamarnu. The Hedyot, that's what we said at the beginning and end.
Four places, right?
He says Kohen Gadol. Now here the Gra adds on, and the Gra says Kohen Gadol Techilat B'Sof Kol Bracha Bracha. The Kohen Gadol is the beginning and end of every Bracha Bracha. So that which we said by the Melech, he says the Kohen Gadol has to do the beginning and end of Bracha. HaMelech Kimet Shkara Shabino Zokev. The Melech, once he bows down, he stays down. Shene Emar and he quotes a pasuk from Sefer Melachim. When Shlomo HaMelech dedicates the Beis HaMikdash, so he has a long tefillah, and then it says, Vayik Chalot Shlomo L'Paleel V'Gomer, when he concluded his tefillah, Kami L'Fnei Mizbach Hashem Mikro B'Yerkav. He got up from bowing on his knees. So you see that HaMelech does stay bowed down, even though it's not Shmona Esrei per se, but that's the way that he wants to say. Now, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa. Now, in Tanakh, in Chumash and in Tanakh, we see different lashonot for bowing down. And now the Gemara is going to explain what each lashon means. She says, Tanu Rabbanan, Kida al apayim, Shenemar batikot bat sheva apayim aretz. Kida means that your face is flush with the ground. Now, according to the way the Rimi Gash understands it, is that your legs are straight up, but you're bending down and you're sticking your face in the ground. And the only thing you're sticking out are your thumbs, you know, to support yourself. It's very, very difficult to do.
Your legs are on the floor.
In other words, you're bowing down from your waist and then flushing your face to the ground. Very difficult to do. Although from the Rambam, it sounds like you're sitting on the floor and putting your face into the ground. Remember the Gemara says that Levi Achve Kida Kami Rebbe Be'itla, that Levi was demonstrating Kida before Rebbe and he became like paralyzed or he had difficulties afterwards. It's not so easy. So Kida Alapayim, so Kida is face flush with the ground. It says Vatikod Batsheva Apayim Aretz, that Batsheva did Kida Apayim Aretz, her face was to the ground. Korea, when it says Korea, that's al birkayim. That's to bow down on your knees. It means like your knees are on the ground. Shenemar mikroa al birkav. The pasuk we just quoted by Shlomo Melech, that he got up from bending on his knees. Hishtachava'a, when it says hishtachava'a, that means zupishat yudayim raglayim. Knees, you're totally prostrate. You're flat on the ground. Your legs and arms, in other words, you're like flat on your stomach. He says, Shenemar, Yaakov says to Yosef, should I and your mother and your brothers come to bow down to the ground? But the Shtakabot Arza, you're on the ground. Now there's one of the tefillot we have after Shmona Esrei is Nefilat Apayim, Tachanun, but it's called Nefilat Apayim, you're falling down on your face. So here, Rav Huna is explaining that we don't actually, you know, bow down with our face to the ground. We don't do kida. We don't do shtachava.
What about on Yom Kippur?
Hold on for just a minute, okay? So when a filat apayim, so it's not kida and it's not, we're not going to do kriya. So Am Rav Chiya Bereid Rav Huna Chazinul Hu Labai V'Rava is I saw Abai V'Rava Dematzlu Atzluya, that they leaned over on their side for tachanun. So let me just get to the end of the Mishnah. I'll come back to you, okay, Robert? All right. So Tani Chada, we learn in one brisa, Hakurei Bahoda Reza Meshubach. One brisa says that if a person bows down in Hoda'a, the bracha of Hoda'a, that's praiseworthy. V'Tani Idach Reza Meguna. We learn another brisa that it's repugnant. So the Gemara says Lo Kasha, Habetchila Hav Lebasof. That the first brisa is talking about bowing down at the beginning, which is good. And the second bracha, the Maguna, is talking about the end of the bracha. So if that's the pshat, this brisa would contradict, it would be, you know, with a different opinion than the previous brisa we had. He says, Rava Kara Bahoda Tchila Basof. Rava was Korea in the bracha of Oda, at the beginning and the end of the bracha that we were accustomed to. Amri le Rabbana Namaika Avid Marahachi. He says, why do you do that way? So Amar Luhu Chazinu Rav Nachman Dekara. I saw Rav Nachman do it that way. But Chazinu le Rav Sheshet Ka'avid Hachi. I saw Rav Sheshet also doing it that way. And it's an Indian like this, that when you see God, they'll do something that's, you know, like Maase Rav. And there's one thing to have like a theoretical discussion of Halacha, then you see like a God all doing. And that's why, like, Gadol Shimushayu Termi Limuda, when you Mushayu, you see the way he does things, the way he instructs people. Vahatanya Korea Behoda Reza Maguna. So but what about the Braisa? The Braisa we just read, it says if you're Korean Hoda, that's repugnant. Hahuboda Shabahalil. That's talking about Hoda in Halil. So in Halil we say Hodul Hashem Ki Tov. So here he's explaining not the way we said a moment ago that it's talking about Hoda and Shmona Esrei. It's talking about, right, nothing to do with that. It's talking about Hoda in Halil. That it's Maguna, Hodul Hashem Ki Tov. I bow down there. It's bad. Vahatanya Koreba Hoda Voda Shal Halil Reza Maguna. We learn in another Braisa that if a person's Korea in Hoda and the Hoda of Halil is Maguna. So the Hoda of Halil is one thing, but it says it's another Hoda. Right. So it says Kitanya Hibo Da the Birkan Amazon. That Hoda is talking about the Birkas Noda. So it's coming up, so he's able to explain the other things. Okay. So, all right. First, I'll come to you in a minute, but with this, anybody have questions what we did? Okay, good. Now,
it didn't tell us when we're supposed to do Kira, right?
When we're supposed to what?
When we're supposed to do these different levels of bowing.
Yeah, so you just said in Tanakh, that's the way it's working out. Now, you said about the Yamim Noraim, so in the key is in Yom Kippur, so we're remembering the way our forebears in the Beis HaMikdash, the way they would bow down, so we go down on the ground the way they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash.
But it has nothing to do with this particular...
It relates only in the sense that how you korin mishtachavim, that our forebears
right.
would be
so
on their knees
more,
on
the front. It's more like you're emulating...
What they did,
priest, as opposed to actually
the Shmoneh Esrei. In other words, different Shmoneh Esrei is different halacha. In other words, they would hear the Shem Amaforash Yotzei Mipi Kohen Gadol. They would hear the Shem Yudke Vavke pronounced by the Kohen Gadol. They would bow down and flop on the ground, and that would be the way they would do it. Okay, so that's I'm going to move on. All right. Okay. Now you know.
So then, in today's davening, would we do any of these?
So again, in today's davening, you know how we do it in the show. It was, so we bend, we don't put our knees on the ground. We just bend our knees,
right.
And then we bend.
Right,
No, that's the way we do it.
So that's one out of three.
It's zero out of three. Zero out of three. He's talking about, and it was in, he's saying in Tanakh, when it says that people were Korea, so they bent their knees, they're on the ground. Was that
all right.
So we're not doing any of those things today, Lahore, right? All right. Now, something else came up, by the way, a couple of days ago, and that was the Kohen that had murdered, so Lisa Kapav. And then we got, and you had mentioned about, what if a person was in the army. Yeah, so...
But that's not murder. That's self-defense.
Well, that's the $64,000 question. So the question is, when the Torah says, or when Chazal teach us, that a Kohen Sharag and Nefesh Lo Yisak Kapav, you know, I was talking to Rabbi Tani Kohn, he's the Rav Schechter's son-in-law, he was saying like there's a spectrum, like let's say one extreme end of the spectrum, let's say somebody's in a car, somebody rear-ends him and he ends up killing somebody, so he's like totally like not at fault. And the other, you have somebody takes a gun and shoots somebody, that would be the other end. But in between those two extremes, you have a lot of different things that could take place. So without going to all the details of this, he does mention... he says, several authorities maintain that only if the killing was accidental do we allow a Kohen to perform Birkas Kohanim after Tshuva, but not if he murdered B'mezid. And then he has, the Sefer Shari Mitzvina Balacha, that's by Rab Brown, that was a very popular Sefer in the 1950s, it was like cutting edge at that time, cites the Tshuva-based David, who questions whether a Kohen who killed enemy soldiers while serving the army is disqualified from Birkas Kohanim. And then the Tshuva's Kinyan Torah maintains that a Kohen who kills enemy soldiers during a war is not disqualified from Birkas Kohanim because his act of murder is classified as an onus, unpreventable or forced. In other words, he couldn't help it. Anyway, but you get the idea. In other words, it's Talui. In other words, when it says that a Kohen Sharag Nefesh shouldn't be Nosei Kapav, does it mean because he's at fault? In other words, so he did something wrong, or does it mean whatever caused him to do it?
Is the operative word killing or murder? Because killing,
right?
Could be
well, all right, so that's it.
And he, murder, could
right?
Be intentional
he,
or
all right. He said, okay. I'm going to wrap this up in 1 minute because we got to go. Tosfos in Yavamos on Daf Zion explains there's a correlation between the mitzvah Birkas Kohanim and murder. He is responsible for a person's death cannot be conduit for conferring Hashem's blessing. This rule ain't taken as a sanegor. Therefore, a murderer is prohibited from performing Birkas Kohanim, even though he's not excluded from performing the mitzvahs. The Rambam rules a Kohen who killed someone is barred from performing Birkas Kohanim, even if he does tshuva. The Bach notes the above citing ruling seems to support the Rambam. It says gam ki tarbu tefila. Anyway, so if it's the murderer, so it's ein kategorna says sanegor. Anyway, you get the idea. So this
and that applies today, doesn't it?
Right. So you have to look in the postgim on this issue. But in other words, then it becomes a question. In other words, if it's intentional murder, everybody agrees no good.
Right.
If it's totally not at fault, everybody is good.
Right.
But in between those two poles, then the postgim weigh in on to whether he is disqualified or not disqualified from duchening.
Well, where would negligence fit? Because it's not deliberate, but it's not
right. Okay. So I think it's Talui with the same thing we're saying. In other words, when the Torah said, when the Gemara says Yadechem Damim Malayu, does it mean like you caused somebody's death?
Right.
So therefore, you know, you can't duchen for us? Does it mean like you had a greater level of culpability? Okay, so let's see. I got to go back on the Gemara now. I got to run now. We have so much time. Okay. Okay. Well, all right. We'll see how this goes. Now, hamitpalel v'ta'a siman ralo. If a person is davening and he makes a mistake in his davening, we'll see where and what and wherefore. That's a bad for anybody. That's a bad siman for him. Vim shlich tzibur hu siman ralo shochav. And if he's the shlich tzibur, it's a bad siman for the people in the tzibur. They shluchu shlam kamoto. Is like him. Amru alav Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. They said concerning Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who we've had, was the arod. We had, I think, yesterday's Gemara that the arod bit him and the arod died. So he says Shayamet Palal Acholim. He would pray first people who were ill. V'yomer Zechai v'zameit. He would say this one's going to live, this one's going to die. Amru lo minayin atayudei. They said, how do you possibly know that? Amar lahem im shkura tefila tibafi yodei nishu mekubal. If my prayer comes out fluently from my mouth, flawlessly, that I know it's accepted in Shemayim. Bimlav yodeh nishu matur. If otherwise I know that either the prayer is matur, ripped up in Shemayim, or that this sick person is matur up, he's ripped up, he's a mess. Alright, so the Gemara says, hey, now we said first is the person's mitpala b'ta'a, so which brach, where in the tefillah is the same? So Amr Pchia Amr of Safra Mishum Chad Debe Rebbe Ba'avot. So he says it means if you made a mistake in Avot, you got stuck in Avot, the first bracha, that's a bad siman. Some say that statement from Rav Safra Mishum Chad Bei Rebbe went on a different issue, on the Braisa. If a person davens, he has to have kavana in all the brachot. If he can't have kavana in all the brachot, he should have kavana in at least one. So Amr B'chiyam or Rav Safra Mishum Chad Bei Rebbe Ba'avot. So this means the bracha of Avot. Now, this is the thing we mentioned the other night. If a person, in other words, you should have kavana in all the tefillah, the brachot. But if you didn't have kavana in the first, and kavana here means the meaning of the words. So if you didn't have kavana in the first bracha, so the mechaber holds, you have to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. Let me get the salacha out. Dalet, right? So, kuf aleph. We are running out of time. Okay, so he says, so we have a pastor shechavim chol brachot, be minu chol chavim kulin, v'chachot yechavim ba'avot, bim lo kivim ba'avot, av pish kivim chol shor yatzor v'yipaleil. The Mechaber says, if you didn't have kavana in the first bracha, even though I had kavana in brachot 2 through 19, but one I didn't, I have to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. And the Rama says, "Va'ina in chozrin b'shvil chesron kavana." Rama says, "We don't go back for lack of kavana." Sha'af v'chazar karohu shel yichavein im kin lam yazur. Most likely, won't be mechavein the second time around. But I think Sfardim go like the Mechaber on this. Now, there's a famous Rambam in his Chidushim on the Rambam. There's a famous Chidushim Reb Chaim on the Rambam. It's one of the first ones in his Sefer. I think it's the first or the second. It's right in the beginning. So, and Rav Lerner has spoken about this. So Reb Chaim is mechalik between two different types of kavana. He says one type of kavana is I know who I'm speaking to. So he says that I have to have for the whole Shemona Esrei. In other words, if I'm like Yemsvelt, I don't have a cognition that I'm speaking to the Ribono Shel Olam, then it's a zero. He says, but the second kavana is kavana for the. In other words, I think he's miyashiv like a stira in the Rambam, and the way that you're miyashiv the stira, one is talking about one type of kavana, one is talking about the other kavana. So if I don't have kavana before the Ribono Shel Olam, so it's a big zero. And the other type of kavana is kavana for the meaning of the words. So that's the first bracha, is what we're talking about. Okay, let's keep moving in the Gemara. Now, okay. We're at the second narrow line above where it gets very wide. I got to run now, okay? So Rulav Rebbe Chanina b'chule. He said concerning Rebbe Chanina that he would pray for the people and the way it would go. So Menani Milei. So Amrishu and Levi Damar Kra. In those, where do we see a source in the Pesukim that supports this idea about how Rebbe Chanina was doing? So the Pesuk says Borein Svatayim Shalom Shalom L'Rachok Balak Rov Marishim Fativ. So the Pshuto Shel Mikra is talking about people who are Balei Tshuva, and Hashem in the future is Borein Svatayim. He's going to create like new articulations for them. The nivsvatayim is the articulation of lips. Shalom Shalom Rachok Palak Karov Marshim Vativ, like I'm going to give them shalom and be merape them in the future, and they're in the Balei Tshuva. But the drasha is like Bori Nivsvatayim is like Bari Nivsvatayim. If the Nivsvatayim is your tefillah, if the tefillah is Bari, it's healthy, it means it's like flawless. So then Shalom Shalom Rachok Palak Karov Marshim Vativ. So the person you're praying for is going to be in good shape. So Amrav Kibar Abin Yochanan. Now, because of that pasuk, the way the Slach takes it, that's the connection to this rest of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to quote this pasuk in a little bit, and some of the Mefarshim learn that the sugya, the part that quotes this pasuk, actually goes first. So Amar Rav Chiya Abba Rav Yochanan. Again, we have Rav Chiya Abba and Rav Yochanan. It's going to come up also in the Gemara soon. Means all in Avim, they have prophecies concerning nechama, comfort and consolation and things being good in the future. So they're talking about a person who marries off his daughter to a Talmid Chacham, or he does prachmat Talmid Chacham. Let's say he takes the Talmid Chacham's money, he invests it, and where he does business with it and gives him and you know profit. Ulmahana Talmid Chacham in Chasav, where he causes Talmid Chacham to benefit from his property. Let's say he comes and lets him use his house, whatever. About Tamid Chacham Atzman, but the reward for the Tamid Chacham themselves, Ayin Lo Rata Elokim Zulatcha Yasel Mechakelo. So only the Ribono Shalom, that reward is so fantastic, the only Ribono Shalom has seen it. In other words, the Nevi'im didn't even see that. Only Ribono Shalom has seen that. Yasel Mechakelo, he'll do for that, you wait for it, it's coming. But Amrib Kibar Abba Ryochanan, Kulanavim Kulon Rabu Elimoto Mashiach. That everything that they saw, that's for the Messianic times. About the Olam Abba, for the Olam Abba, like the world to come, Ayin Lo Rata Elokim Zulatcha. So nobody has seen, like only Hashem has seen that. Now one of the nevuos is that he says Lo Yeknani Od, Lo Yeknani Od. Like there won't be any poor people. Is the way the Darshan the Pasuk, the Bevet Hashem. There won't be poor people. So now, Upliga the Shmuel. So this is Mechulak, what Shmuel says. The Amar Shmuel Ein Bein Lamazeli Mono Shiach El Shibud Malchio Bilvad. So we're saying that the Yimot HaMashiach is so fantastic, so in other words, the Der Nevuah is Yimot HaMashiach. Now, part of the Nevuah, Yimot HaMashiach, is Lo Yeknani Od Bevet Hashem Tzvakot. I think it's Zechariah, that there won't be any poor people. So he says, Shmuel disagrees, because Shmuel says, Ein Be'olam Hazeh Yimot HaMashiach, Lo Shibud Malchio Bilvad. Shmuel says, no different in the Yimot HaMashiach. There'll be poor people in the Yimot HaMashiach as well. So in other words, the first way is saying the Nevi'im are prophesying concerning Yimot HaMashiach, right. Messianic times.
Okay.
So there won't be poor people. But that disagrees with Shmuel. Shmuel said the only difference between now and Yimot HaMashiach is Shibud Malchio. It means that the foreign nations won't have domination over us. Shinemar, Kiloi Chatel of Yon, Mikar V'aretz. The Pasuk says, poor people never cease from the land. So Shmuel understands it differently. There was even the Yimot HaMashiach will be poor people. So, Ba'am Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Yochanan, Kul Anavim Kul Anavu El Ba'alei Tshuva. That all Anavim, their wonderful visions are for people who are Ba'alei Tshuva. In other words, they're going to get a big reward. About Siddiqim Gemurim, Ayin Lo Rata Elokim Zulatcha. But for the Siddiqim Gemurim, so then it's greater than what the Nevi'im saw. The only Ribbono Shel Olam has seen that. He says, "Upliga the Rabbi Bahu." That's a mechulak with the shita of Rabbi Bahu. The Amri Bahu, "Makom shebalei tshuva omdin tzadikim gemurim in omdin." So he holds that balei tshuva on a higher level than the tzadikim. Shneamar ani kusayim. Okay, Shneamar shalom shalom larachok v'lakarov. So this is where the pasuk that we quoted comes into play. It says, remember I said the pasuk is talking about balei tshuva. So he says, shalom shalom larachok v'lakarov, larachok bereisha. Larachok is the person who's about tshuva. He was far away from Torah and now he came close. V'hadar l'karov. And then he greets the one who's karov, the tzaddik. So in other words, the Baal Tshuva is on a higher level. He says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lach, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's the tzaddik me karov is on a higher level. My rachok, she rachok me dvar aveira. Rachok, yeah, he's a rachok first, but it means he was always distant from aveira. Mivar aveira me karov. My karov, she karov dvar aveira me karov. And it rachek me menu hashta. Now he's far away from it. Okay, my ayin lorata. So what does it mean? Like it's so great, whatever we're talking about, so what is this great reward? word. It's talking about wine that's guarded in its grapes from Sheshit Mei Breshit. So some say, okay, just 1 minute, please listen, okay? So some say this is a reference to like secret understandings of the Torah. In other words, like things that we can't fathom, they'll have like new, all these new Chidushei Torah. But some say it's talking about like wine, like this fantastic wine that nobody's ever seen and is tremendously misameach. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Ze Eden Shloshalta Bo Ein Kul Biriyam. It's referring to Eden, like Eden, that nobody's ever seen. Shematwar Adam Rishon Heichan Haya. So when you say, well, where is Adam Rishon? I mean, nobody saw. Wasn't he in Gan Eden? He was Began. Shematwar Hu Gan Hu Eden. So you see, the Gan is the same as Eden. Talmud Lomar V'Nohar Yotzei Eden L'Shkod in a Gan. He says the river came out from Eden to give water for the Gan. Gan L'Chud V'Eden L'Chud. So the so you could say that there are two different places. That's one thing. Gan and the Eden. Now it says, this is by Ashken Mikedem Lagan Eden. So one way is to say that, like, that the Gan, Mikedem Lagan Eden, the Gan was to the east of Eden. That's one way to understand it. The other way is to say that they're both like in antiquity, and in Achinami the Gan was in Eden, but I saw one of the Farshim wants to say like this. It's like a person who's in a building in a city. He stays in that building, he doesn't see the whole contours of the city. So Adam Rishon was in the Gan, which was in Eden, but he wasn't able to contemplate the whole thing. Okay, let's wrap it up. We're running out of time. Okay, so Tan Rabban on Masa Shechala Ben Osher Ben Gamliel. There was an incident. The son of Rabban Gamliel, who was an Asi, got ill. Why don't you join us, Bert? Shagar Shnei, grab a Gemara and join us. Grab a Gemara and join us. Okay, Shagar Shnei Tamid Chachamim Yisro Reb Chanina Mendoza. So he sent two Tamid Chachamim to Reb Chanina Mendoza, the Bakeshal of Rachamim, to pray for his son. Came in Shirotam, when he, Reb Chanina Mendoza, saw the two Tamid Chachamim, Alaliyah, he went up to the attic, Ubikeshal of Rachamim, he was Mavakesh. We read Atoa Marlehem, when he came down, he said, L'chuvach Shachasto Chama. He says his fever is broken already. Are you a prophet? So Amar lahem lo navi anochi v'lo ben navi anochi. I'm not a prophet or a son of a prophet. L'kachmu kublani. What my mesor is, if shkura tefila tabafi yodi anishu mekubal. If the tefila comes off evenly, I know it's accepted. Mimlav yodi anishu meturav. Otherwise, it's all ripped up. Yeshuva kavu kivdim tasha'ah. So they wrote down and they the exact time. Ukshabai seram gamliel. Ukshabai seram gamliel. When they came to Rabbi Gamliel, Amar lahen habudalo chesartim uvatartim. He says that you hit the nail on the head. Ilakachi amas sebo tasha'ah chalas tokama. At that exact moment, his fever broke. So when it was so the way there's a piece in the Panini Rab from Shechter. He says like this. There's different types of tefillah. That sometimes it's a tefillah of tviya. That Rabbi Gamliel felt he's an Asi. He's ex officio. He has a position for Klal Yisrael. And in that position, everything he does is like for the Tzibur. So if his son is sick, that's also for the Tzibur. So he sent the two Tamid Chachamim. He thought that they, together with Chanina Mendoza, will comprise a Bezdin and be Toveya from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that he should give Rafu Shlema. And Chanina Mendoza felt, no, even though you're an Asi, this is not a, like a Tzarchei Tzibur. This is a private matter. So he davened by himself, and that was the way that went. Now, he says, Vishal Lonomayim Lishtov. Oh, and he asked for water. Now, Bishuv Masim Reb Chanina Mendoza. There was another Nisim Reb Chanina Mendoza. Shalach Lamo Torah Yisur Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So here Reb Chanina Mendoza is a Talmud. He's coming to study Torah Reb Chanina Ben Zakkai. V'chalab Ben Osher Reb Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Yochanan Ben Zakkai's son got ill. Amar lo Chanina Beni Bakishla of Rachamim Yichyeh. So he, the Rebbe, asked the Talmud to be mispalel for his son. He niach rosho bein birkav ubikeshla of rachamim v'chaya. So he, Reb Chanina Mendoza, he put his head between his knees. And his rakish, so it means like he's like an ani, like ani bepitcho is the way the rab, like the way Shachter describes it. It was like he's like making beseeching Hashem. Amri Yochum ben Zakkai, Amalei Hitiach ben Zakkai, Rosho bein Berkav Kol Yom Kulo Lo Mishkicha Lav. He said they wouldn't pay attention to me if I put my head between my knees. So Amar Lo Ishtav Chichanich Dom Nuchat Is Chanina greater than you? So Amar La Lav Elahu Dom Ekev Lefnei Amelach Vani Dom Elak Kisar Lefnei Amelach. He's like an Eved Lefnei Amelach. I'm like a star Lefnei Amelach. It means I'm accustomed to making a tefiyah from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but this calls to making not a tefiyah, but like begging a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So he put his head between his knees, and the Rav said it's like in the animal kingdom like I think like dogs. I don't have Ed Parber here tonight. He says sometimes the dog, like, he puts his head between his paws or whatever, and so that's the way. And he says that Tachanun is similar to that. Like Tachanun, we're making this, you know. All right, I have 1 minute left. You see how much time we have, Yosef? I hope you're paying attention. So he says four. Okay, just a minute. 1 minute. Okay, four. But Amrim Kibur Abba, Amrim Yochanan, I pelel dam levayit sheish b'chalonot. A person should only pray in a room that has windows. Shemar b'chavim p'tichan leibilite neged Rishlaim. Daniel, he had windows facing Rishlaim. See, the idea of windows is either that it puts me, like, it gets me in the mood for Yiret Shemayim, I think the Ribbon Shalom, I see the windows, or it just, like, clears my head a little bit. I'm like, when I see the light, that's why it's difficult. Sometimes in a room without windows, it is difficult. So Amar Rav Kahana, Chatzi Pelayman Dematzli Bebikta. Rav Kahana says, I feel it's chutzah. People, I say, they daven Bebikta. Bikta means an open area. It means, like, you shouldn't daven in an open field. You should have, like walls around you. But Amar Rav Kahana, Chatzi Pelayman Demefarish Chatoi. He says, I feel it's very chutzpedikta. People who specify the Ravei road, Shinamar Shrein Nisui Pesha Chesui Chata. Meaning, like, if let's say I scream you out, you know, forgive me, I was Machal Shabbos, like that. Like, you should keep it still. Hey, the whole world doesn't have to know about all your Rav Eirod. Now, Hadra Lachin Obdin. Let me do one line of the next mishnah. It'll be it. I'd love to see you on Shabbos. We're at 3:50 this Shabbos. He says, Kesim of Arachin La Peirod. What bracha do we make on Peirod? Now, we're going to, like, a sea change of the sector. We're done with Tfila, and we're going, and now we're going to the brachot. What bracha do we make on Peirod? Al Peirod Ailan Huomir Borei Priya Eitz. Like a fruit of a tree, borei priya. It's chutz min a yain, shlo yain umir borei priya gefen. It was yain is very special. The Gemara will explain why wine is a class by itself. So you make bracha borei priya gefen, or as far as say a gefen. The alperiyot aris umir borei priya adama. Things that grow from the ground, you make borei priya adama. Chutz min a pot, shpat umir motzlech min aris. Ve'al yirakot umir borei priya adama.
That's more than the line.
Now, Rabbi Yehuda umir borei minei deshayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we have to specify even the things that grow from the ground, and one is borei minei deshayim. There's different greens, and other things are borei minei zerayim, and you'll see in the Gemara with that. Okay, I think that's it for tonight. I'll see you later.
What's the problem playing in the open field?
What?
Open field. What's the problem?
You know, like you can't have kavana. In other words, like, everything's so open, you're not mechaving to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay. What? It says lasuach basad lefnot arav. So the only thing is, when he went to the side, I don't know if it was in an open area. Maybe it was an outcropping of rock. I don't know where he was. You know what I mean? In other words, if you'd be in the field, but there could be like a place that's sort of like shielded. I don't know.